Your Huggy.
Gip Murphy.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Wilf.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Happy belated Labor Day. I'm back at the Hug Shack from Orlando and ready to unpack so I can repack for my show at the Cleveland Improv this Thursday through Sunday with my road dog, Chris Paul.
All right.
So come on out, y'all, because we're not trying to be like Clint Eastwood talking to no empty chairs.
Already.
And speaking of empty chairs, the real people party starts this week.
Yes.
I'm talking about the DNC, the party who represent everybody. And I heard the Democrats already trying to outdo the RNC with their special guest. Remember they had the senile guest speaker, Clint Eastwood, in his magical chair?
Yes, sir.
Yep, I heard Tom Hanks and his volleyball Wilson are the Democrats. But don't quote me on that. A Republican told me that. It just might be a lie. The Republicans were telling so many lies at the RNC last week, it was funny. It was like watching the Lion Kings of comedy. They were telling so many lies at one point, I thought Maury Povich was going to pop out of the podium with one of them lie detector tests. They were lying so much that even Congressman Joe Wilson stood up before he realized he, too, was a Republican. Skip, Super J, everybody, and they baby mama, John Edwards, are trying to go through the DNC and shout.
Wow.
I heard even Herman Cain and Michael Steele tried to disguise themselves as black men and blend in like they were Democrats. But their Republican pajama jeans were pulled up so high, they had deodorant on their belt. They gave them away. You know, all the Republicans wear the same kind of jeans, those pajama jeans. Yeah. You see how Mitt Romney had them pulled all the way up? They don't even make denim like that no more. See, that was a dead giveaway. That and Herman Cain asked the DJ to play some Tim McGraw 999 times. Super J, this year's All-State Tom Joyner family reunion was off the hook, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
And shout out to all the Floridians that came out to the family reunion. I learned about Florida parts that I even heard about. You ever heard of Apopka?
Apopka.
Apopka.
Fun to say.
Apopka.
Yep.
That's a part of Florida, so I got to give him a shout-out. It took me like 3 hours to learn that word, Apopka. So shout-out to the Apopka crew, Jacksonville. That's how they pronounce Jacksonville. They say Jacksonville, Duval, Daytona, and Fort Lauderdale, which is home of the Jam Pony Express DJs. And they're more real than Godzilla, who run it. I learned all that.
Wow.
And Charlotte B. and her granddaughter from Winter Haven, what's up, my man Swivel, and to my scooter girls. One of the scooter girls hit me, Swivel, did you know that?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm sore. Did you know Dominique's mother lost her shoe? Did y'all hear about that? Dominique's mother lost one shoe. It was one shoe.
Now, that's partying right there.
You got to ask, Mama Neek lost her shoe. Mama. This man was walking around. It was like a Cinderella story, y'all. Y'all had to be there. And New Edition turned it out, didn't he?
Yeah, man.
And Bobby Brown is back. And to our special friend of the TJMS family, Omarosa's, I said Omarosa's with an S. Oh, boy. DC Public School. Omarosa, our prayers are with you, sister. Rest in peace, Michael Clark Duncan. You were a gentle giant.
Yes, sir.